I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Today we're looking at how the president's executive order on immigration and refugees has been interpreted, protested, and internalized in Vermont. Joining us now on the line is Atta Anzali. He's an assistant professor of religion at Middlebury College and an Iranian citizen with a green card. He's been in Iran on sabbatical doing research, and he's now dealing with the issue of when to return to the United States with his wife and children. Professor Anzali, thank you very much for joining us from Iran. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
You were set to arrive in the United States, I believe, on Sunday, and you just decided when you started hearing about what was happening in the United States not to travel. Can you tell me about that decision?
Yes, we had booked tickets for Sunday, and as the news basically leaked of the executive order of the president, we got really worried. And just, I think it was 9 hours before our flight that we got the news that the secretary or, you know, someone from the Department of Homeland Security has declared that this ban includes green card holders. So we basically canceled our flight because we didn't want to be detained or deported at the border. And that was the situation, basically.
I understand you have two small children and they would be traveling with you. Was that part of your decision making on, you know, what you wanted your children to experience?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have two daughters. One of them is 12 years old and the other one 9 years old. Both of them have spent most of their life in the United States. And actually, the younger one is a citizen. And yeah, we didn't want them to go through the experience of, like, being detained or deported, possibly. So we decided, in consultation with the college and the lawyers, that this was the best course of action to take, basically to wait and see, because the situation, honestly, is very fluid. And, you know, like, every day we were hearing something else from the administration. So we weren't really sure what is going to happen when we arrive at the border.
What's your plan now?
So I've been talking to my immigration lawyer. We had a long conversation with her, and I also talked to the college president and people involved there. And we basically decided that at this point, probably the least risky option for us would be to return back before the stay order in Boston expires. So our current plan is to fly back to Vermont or to Boston on Friday because we are not sure really what is going to happen in the future.
How does this all make you feel, Professor Anzali?
I mean, let me put it this way. This is like what is happening to me. On the one hand, you know, the reason why I chose to stay in the United States after I got my PhD from Rice University was I thought I would have a better chance of doing what I want to do. My research is on Islamic studies. I teach about the Muslim world to my students. And as you know, religion is a highly politicized and sensitive issue in Iran. So my impression was that I would have a better time and a better opportunity to teach freely and do research and educate in the United States. So that was the basic reason why we chose to immigrate to the United States. And now, like, now after hearing something like this, a ban like this, it's really disappointing for us when we think about a country that prides itself in, you know, like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, to create such a situation where, I mean, there are so many people in much worse condition. You know, I have colleagues who actually can't go back to Iran because the government in Iran will detain them if they go. And they can't come to the U.S. because actually this is going to happen to them probably here too. So it's a really confusing and disappointing situation to be at. I mean, that this is beyond just, I mean, of course, I think about my kids, I think about my wife. I think about my family, but this is also something about my what I do. You know, I think I'm contributing to this society, to the, you know, to, I educate the students about the Muslim world, you know, like I help them understand what is going on. We talk about all these global issues, but, you know, when a ban like this comes and cuts you off, it's like then you try, you know, kind of then think about where you really live and what people want from you or the expectations. I it's just really confusing for us at this moment.
It must be confusing for your daughters too. What are they asking you?
Of course, I mean it's very. I mean, my older daughter is, you know, like has gone through the whole elementary school, you know, like from when she was first year, she was 1 year old when we came here. So she identifies fully as an American. And she was very upset when we shared the news with her that there is such a ban. And she, you know, like she shared her frustration and her emotions in a kind of small piece that I shared on Facebook, and basically there she is saying, you know, like why the people, you know, like what is the difference between me and my classmate, you know, like we have laughed together, we have played together, and now just because I'm different in terms of my origin or my faith, I'm not able to come back to the same school that I've been going and I'm not able to join the same community.
Can I ask you one other question, Professor?
Sure.
What are you hearing from your peers and friends and family in Iran? What's the reaction in Iran like to this executive order in the United States?
Well, you know, like more than actually, I think the reaction here is mostly not just to the executive order, but the way the administration is going back and forth and, you know, saying, sending different signals, people can't believe their eyes in terms of, you know, because kind of the impression in the public, you know, in Iran, you know, usually people here have a very positive image of the American society and how it works. And now they're kind of really flabbergasted when they see, you know, like one day there is something, and then next day there is something else, and it's just such a fluid situation with the government. And they start thinking about, you know, like what is going on in a country where they thought it's basically the rule of law, and it's like everything would be calculated, and that kind of, you know, like a very disciplined way of governance and civic society. So it's a lot of confusion, I think. You know, people can't, they can't understand what is happening. It's very confusing to them as well.
Atta Anzali is an assistant professor of religion at Middlebury College. She's an Iranian citizen with a green card and is currently in Iran trying to get back. Atta Anzali, thank you very much for talking with us, and safe travels at the end of the week.
Thank you so much.